This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Security on the internet, and Edward Snowden has done an interview for The Intercept where he makes some recommendations as to what you could be doing to protect yourself better online. With you in our studio here in Keene, New Hampshire tonight, it's Ian,
Friar Rich,
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. So Edward Snowden giving a big endorsement to Tor, the Onion router, the anonymity system on the internet that you can easily go and download from the Tor project. Just look for the Tor browser bundle, and you download that Tor browser bundle and double click, and you're pretty much good to go at that point. I think the newer versions of the Tor browser have a no script blocking turned on by default, but it used to be turned off by default. So you used to have to download the Tor browser and then turn off, turn on the no script, which blocks all JavaScript from being run on your browser. And then you were really fairly well protected at that point. But Tor browser is free, and Edward Snowden here says that here's a question from Lee at The Intercept. What about people who are in a repressive regime? Use Tor, said Snowden. If you're not using Tor, you're doing it wrong. Now, there's a counterpoint here where the use of privacy-enhancing technologies in certain areas can actually single you out for additional surveillance through the exercise of repressive measures. This is why it's critical for developers who are working on security-enhancing tools to not make their protocols stand out. And let's talk about what he means by that. So during the Silk Road investigation, the Silk Road was the world's most infamous underground marketplace available only on Tor. During the investigation, when they were watching Ross Ulbricht and they were, you know, physically observing him with a classic FBI investigators in the van across the street kind of thing, they had a monitor on his internet connection, and they could tell when he was going on to Tor because they could see the ports opening, and, you know, they know what ports Tor uses. And so by monitoring someone's internet connection, they don't know what he's doing on Tor, but they can tell, oh, at 10 p.m., he's logged on to Tor. At 11:15, he's logged off of Tor. Oh, look, he just walked out of his house at 11:16. So they can say for sure that someone in that particular location on that IP address was using Tor.
If you want to avoid giving up that kind of information, and you can put it into a VPN mode, Tor does have a VPN mode, right?
I'm not sure about that, but you can use something like ProXPN and run your own virtual private network software and then use Tor on top of that. So therefore, then your exit or your internet connection from ProXPN will be on some other server around the world. It's not going to be at your own internet connection, which means someone monitoring your home internet connection would not know that you were using Tor, because when you use ProXPN, it encrypts your entire internet connection.
And you can get 50% off.
Right, 50% off using code FTL50 at ProXPN.com. So use Tor you're using that.
The last thing to do, because ProXPN would be somewhat vulnerable to the same thing. Somebody could tell when you were sending data over ProXPN, but you can set something on your computer that will either randomly or constantly send data, and that way that takes all the information out of it because they can't tell when it's your little program doing it or when you're actually hitting the net.
So to get, again, ProXPN.com, great tool. Also Tor on top of that, and you, I wouldn't say you're invincible. There's no truly invincible system out there. There's better and better protections, and those are two pretty good ones. So going on here with Snowden's comments, he says if you're not using Tor, you're doing it wrong. Oh, there was one more thing I wanted to say about Ross Ulbricht. So when they were watching Ross Ulbricht, they could see when he was logging on and logging off Tor. The other thing they were doing at that time, if you recall, one of the federal agents, who, by the way, was convicted of felony charges for corruption later on.
Hope he rots.
He's got several years that he'll be spending in prison. Of course, not near as many as Ross Ulbricht, but nonetheless... So they're watching Ross get on and off of Tor, but they don't know what he's doing on Tor. However, at the same time, because one of their agents had made his way into the administrative role on the Silk Road website, they had their agent logged into the administrative panel on the Silk Road, and the administrator can see everybody who's logged into the site, including the other administrators. So what they did was they monitored both Ross's raw internet connection to see when he was using Tor, the time frames, and then their agent was logged into the Silk Road website at the same time to see, oh, okay, well, Ross Ulbricht's internet connection shows someone logging into Tor at 10 p.m. Oh, look, at 10:01, someone just logged on to the Silk Road
as
Red Pirate Roberts.
Right.
Oh, at 11:15, someone just logged off of the Silk Road as Red Pirate Roberts. And, oh, look, 11:15 at Ross Ulbricht's house, the internet connection lost its Tor connection, and then he walks out the front door. So that's one of the ways they kind of pigeonholed him as the guy.
That's pretty damning for a jury.
It is. But, of course, they had to have somebody on the inside of the site in order to get that internal information to sort of cross-check with the information they were getting from monitoring his internet connection. Because otherwise, they wouldn't know what he was on Tor doing. If they were looking at his internet connection, it wouldn't give them that information. Lee says, so you mentioned that what you want to spread are the principles of operational security, and you mentioned some of them, like need-to-know, compartmentalization. Can you talk more about what are the principles of operating securely? And Snowden said, almost every principle of operating security is to think about vulnerability. Think about what the risks of compromise are and how to mitigate them. In every step, in every action, in every point involved, in every point of decision, you have to stop and reflect and think. What would be the impact if my adversary were aware of my activities? If that impact is something that's not survivable, either you have to change or refrain from that activity. You have to mitigate that through some kind of tools or system to protect the information and reduce the risk of compromise. Or ultimately, you have to accept the risk of discovery and have a plan to mitigate the response.
I wonder if this term adversary is sort of government speak, because Snowden worked for the NSA for some time before he became a contractor for the NSA. I think he worked with the CIA for a while, too, but that may be me misremembering something. And I wonder if that's their term, this adversary
Maybe.
Thing.
Well, the adversary is anyone who's out there trying to get you.
Yeah, I know, but I haven't heard that terminology used much.
You hear it frequently in computer security.
Then maybe that's where it's at. Yeah.
He says, because sometimes you can't always keep something secret, but you can plan your response. The interviewer asks, are there principles of operational security that you think would be applicable to everyday life? And Snowden says, yes, that's selective sharing. Everybody doesn't need to know everything about us. Your friend doesn't need to know what pharmacy you go to. Facebook doesn't need to know your password security questions. You don't need to have your mother's maiden name on your Facebook page if that's what you use for recovering your password on Gmail.
I wouldn't use mother's maiden name for anything. It's a terrible clue to get information.
The idea here is that sharing's okay, but it should always be voluntary. It should be thoughtful. It should be things that are mutually beneficial to people that you're sharing with, and these aren't things that are simply taken from you. So a good, kind of a classic example of this is posting something publicly on a Facebook page, something like, hey, we're leaving town for a week.
Yeah.
Hope everything's okay at the house. And anybody who's interested in robbing the house would then know that you're leaving town for a week.
Yes, very interesting information to them.
Yeah. So if you interact with the internet, says Snowden, the typical methods of communication today betray you silently, quietly, and visibly at every click. At every page you land on, information is being stolen. It's being collected, intercepted, analyzed, and stored by governments, foreign and domestic, and by companies. You can reduce this by taking a few key steps, basic things. If information is being collected about you, make sure it's being done in a voluntary way. For example, if you use a browser plugin like HTTPS Everywhere by the Electronic Freedom Electronic Frontier Foundation.
Yeah, I always want to say freedom too.
You can try to enforce secure encrypted communication so your data is not being passed in transit electronically naked. Lee says, do you think people should use AdBlock software? Mark, you're not going to like his answer.
I hate AdBlock software.
855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. We'll give you Snowden's answer about ad-blocking software here in moments. And you can share your thoughts. Maybe you've got some additional tips. Maybe Snowden missed something. You want to jump in here? 855-450-FREE. Or join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-505-6991. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-505-6991. That's 1-800-505-6991. 1-800-505-6991.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A pretty extended interview here with Edward Snowden, but packed full of useful information for you and how you can protect yourself online. And there's some various different methods we've gone through here. We're going to continue with that. We actually had a couple visitors in our studio here last night, Mark, and one of them had his brand new Free Talk Live t-shirt on.
It's true.
And he seemed very, very happy to have those shirts. They've shipped out, and more, you can get yours if you didn't get the first pre-order batch. I don't believe there's a pre-order at this point, right? It's just you order and they ship them? Is that how it's working right
now? Yes, that's my understanding.
So go to gear.freetalklive.com. You can grab the new Free Talk Live logo shirt, and also there's one that says taxes are theft on the front and then has the logo on the back. So logo on the front shirt. That's the standard one. And then there's the taxes are theft on the front, logo on the back. There's ladies' cut shirts, so different cuts for you to choose from over at gear.freetalklive.com. That's gear.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with TheIntercept.com and their interview with Edward Snowden, I said you're not going to like this one, Mark. And, you know, you're okay with the idea of privacy, like you've taken a couple of these measures that Snowden has mentioned for yourself. You are, as an advertising guy, your job is to sell advertising. That's what you do here on Free Talk Live. Luckily, there's no ad block for radio advertising.
Except, yeah, there is. It's Punch Out.
Well, run to the kitchen.
Well,
TV.
Yeah. In our kitchen, you are listening to the radio here because we're monitoring our station.
But on music radio, music radio suffers from punch out far more than talk radio does.
Yeah.
On talk radio, you listen to people talk, and the host talks, then the commercials talk, and then the host talks, and the commercials talk. So you're not cued in the same way. But on music radio, you know, the music plays, then the commercials come on. It's a very obvious and abrupt change, and then the music listeners will punch out and go elsewhere. Now, I guess I have less of a problem with it because of time.
A punch out?
A punch out on the radio than I do with ads on the internet. And here's the reason. Because your time is a value, and if you don't consider that value to be worth, say, the listening to a commercial, I don't think you have to listen to a commercial that, I listen to a song, I guess I better listen to a commercial on a radio station. But I am sort of like, well, if you're going to a website, I know what we pay for Free Talk Live's website, and it is a sizable amount of money to put a website on. And then, you know, frankly, people with ad block going on there, and not just Free Talk Live's website, but I don't put ad block on anything. I turn it off because I feel like, to some extent, I want advertisers to be able to advertise to me because, look, I'm using the products that they're sponsoring. And if I want to continue to have those products and I want less invasive ads, because the ads are just going to get more invasive to get around ad block. And if I want less invasive ads, is all you're doing is incentivizing that with ad block. Yeah. I don't like ad block for that reason. It seems like the tool of a freeloader to me.
Well, Snowden says you should use it, and here's his explanation. He says we've seen internet providers like Comcast, AT&T, or whoever it is, insert their own ads into your plain text HTTP connection. So when you're connecting to a website, you notice it's HTTP or HTTPS.
Right.
And the S stands for secure.
Sure.
So HTTP is by default not secure, which means that these internet providers can actually insert their own advertising into those connections. And apparently that's happening. As long as service providers are serving ads with active content that require the use of JavaScript to display, that have some kind of active content like Flash embedded in it, anything that can be a vector for attack in your web browser, you should be actively trying to block these. Because if the service provider is not working to protect the sanctity of the relationship between reader and publisher, you have not just a right, but a duty to take every effort to protect yourself in response. The interviewer at The Intercept says, nice, so there's a lot of esoteric attacks that you hear about in the media.
Well, wait a second. So if you're using a VPN like ProXPN, ProXPN.com, mm-hmm. then this wouldn't be a viable security flaw, right?
It would be impossible for your ISP to insert ads into the stream without first breaking it.
Okay. Yep, that's correct. And by the way, Syphase, who's one of our technical gurus, adds in here, he says that in addition to the details about ISPs inserting ads into unencrypted connections, there's also a large problem with malicious advertising, meaning malware,
yeah, sure,
related advertising being unintentionally distributed by ad networks. So that's the first time I've heard about that, but that's kind of a scary thing. So yeah, these major ad distribution networks.
It's a good reason to have ad block on, because you're not, you know, even people who have VPNs like me don't always use them. There's times when it's just inconvenient or whatever reason.
So, Lee says here, there's a lot of esoteric attacks you'll hear about in the media. There's disk encryption attacks, like evil maid attacks and cold boot attacks. There's sort of all sorts of firmware attacks.
That stuff is.
I don't either. There's bad USB, bad BIOS, and baseband attacks on cell phones. All of these are probably unlikely to happen to many people very often. Is this something people should be concerned about? How do you go about deciding if you personally should be concerned about this sort of attack and try to defend against it? Snowden says that it all comes down to personal evaluation of your personal threat model, right? That's the bottom line of what operational security is about. You have to assess the risk of compromise. On the basis of that, determine how much effort needs to be invested into mitigating that risk. In the case of cold boot attacks and things like that, there are many things you can do. These attacks can be defeated by never leaving your machine unattended. This is something that's not important for the vast majority of users, because most people don't need to worry about someone sneaking in when their machine is unattended. There's the evil maid attack, which can be protected against by keeping your bootloader physically on you, wearing it as a necklace, for example, on an external USB device. And then he
says, what is a bootloader? Bootloader is the thing that exists on sector zero of your hard drive.
Not helping.
That basically when the computer first comes on, it tells the computer how to load the rest of its code.
Okay, so
and
it's
they
like
call
a
it
key?
A bootlet. They call that bootstrapping, because you're lifting yourself by your own bootstraps. First, you load a 512-byte hunk of code that does nothing but know how to load the next few sectors off the hard disk.
Okay.
So then it loads the next few sectors, and there's a program that knows how to do the next step.
So a practical example of this, you wouldn't be able to keep Windows 10 on a USB drive around your necklace.
No.
But you could put Linux on a flash drive. And there is a Linux distribution called Tails, which is a Linux distribution that is designed to be a Tor-based sort of system. So you load up Tails, you can put it on a flash drive or a CD, and you put it into any computer you go to, and you can then sort of boot into your own personal privacy-oriented operating system on any computer that has a USB or CD drive.
You can do that, but that's keeping your operating system or keeping a live image on a USB drive.
It's, right.
The Linux equivalent of having your bootloader would be having Grub and your boot sector on your.
So that's more of like for Linux people, and the average user can't go to that level of security, right? Like Windows 10 or Macintosh, you don't have that option.
There's probably a way, but I don't know it.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Snowden says, though, you shouldn't go crazy about all this, and so you can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Debt Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system can have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're talking security. Edward Snowden has some very specific suggestions. TheIntercept.com with the interview from a hotel room in Moscow. As we continue that, it's Ian in the studio with you.
Rich Paul.
And Mark. And don't forget to join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can get interactive there. There's a new blog over at freetalklive.com. You go there, you click FTL News when you're on the front page. So the front page by default is the listing of the topics that you're suggesting for the show. But next to the show topics, you click FTL News to get to the Free Talk Live blog. You'll see posts from Mark as well as myself. And maybe at some point, Mark, we should invite some of our co-hosts to have blog accounts as
well.
That'd
be great.
But we're still kind of got the training wheels on the blog for the moment over at freetalklive.com. It's a brand new feature, and you can go check it out when you get a chance. Let's go to Rectify, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, good evening, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to bring up a couple points about this IT tyranny that's going on within our operating systems and within our ISPs, our service providers for our internet connections.
All right. Try to keep it as basic and as general audience appropriate as possible, but go ahead.
Absolutely. Well, you guys were talking about script injections. Basically, if you're looking through a web browser at a basic HTML page, you know, your plain old website format, your ISP can now use the Room 101 NSA boxes, you know, that scans every bit for bit that goes through their pipelines. They can use the same technology, you know, on the private side and do convenient little things like a script injection into the page you're looking at, not relevant at all to the ISP, and say perhaps, oh, your modem is old. We can send you an upgrade modem. And they'll pop up these little ads right up the bottom right by your system tray. And what's scary about this is it's not a convenient thing. What they're actually doing is inserting their JavaScript code like a virus directly into the page before that page is delivered to you. So say I want to go look at my NASA site that's on a plain HTML page. I type in nasa.gov and it sends the request to my ISP, which is Cox Communications. Cox pulls up that page from wherever it's hosted, and before it sends it back down to my browser, they inject this, what I call a virus, this JavaScript applet into the page. They inject the code as part
of the page you were requesting, when in point of fact, the site you were requesting did not put that there. They didn't know it was going to be put there. And this is a good reason to have HTTPS, the secure version of HTTP, on your website, right?
Right, because it encapsulates everything into, you know, one jumbo packet, you know, that's sent in pieces through your encryption provider, and it's through their own encoding.
How common is this? I mean, I can't say that necessarily?
It's not being looked at. Everyone is pacifying it, but the scary thing is they can drop child pornography on your computers and then call authorities, and the evidence is sitting there waiting for them to drop the hammer on you.
Well, it would seem unlikely that your cable modem provider is going to do that, but in theory, someone could do that, I guess.
There's no oversight if they have access to these NSA rooms and they're able to sit there and send convenient messages that my modem might need to be upgraded to their latest and greatest. That's concerning.
Yeah, I can see that is definitely a concern. Rectify, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yep, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
The claims are out there that, you know, people with child porn are like, I never did this. This was put on my computer by other people. It wouldn't be unlikely that somebody who had child porn would say such a thing. And this is the difficulty, right? Like, I guess, to my mind, that's one of the areas where I have a difficult time assuming someone's innocent until their guilt is proven. Just the presence of child porn seems like guilt enough to me.
So
ask yourself, do you trust your government?
I don't.
So Snowden does recommend this HTTPS everywhere plugin that one can use that will help protect you from these insertions that our caller there was talking about. Now, Snowden adds, you can go to any depth. You can drive yourself crazy thinking about bugs in the walls and cameras in the ceiling. Or you can think about what are the most realistic threats in your current situation. And on that basis, take some action to mitigate the most realistic threats. In that case, for most people, that's going to be very simple things. It's going to be using a safe browser. It's going to be disabling scripts and active content, ideally using a virtual machine or some other form of sandboxed browser, where if there's a compromise, it's not persistent. Sandboxing, Rich, can you explain that one?
Sandboxing is there's a number of different ways to do it, but the easiest way is if you're running a Linux box, for example, you can use a system called VMware to bring up another virtual machine on the same box. It's like a computer that's
within the
computer, and it's simulated in software. So if a program running inside your sandbox, no program running inside your sandbox has access to anything on your main computer. So if your browser was running in your sandbox and it was compromised, it wouldn't be able to send the password file from the computer, other files from your home directory that you don't want to give up.
Nor would it be able to make changes to your computer as well, right? So if you're in the sandbox and some sort of virus, let's say you download a virus and you run that virus file, that's not going to have access to your system. It won't be able to crack into any.
Is it kind of like another user? Remember, I don't know if you...
No.
Okay.
No. Sandbox is essentially a system within your system that's a virtual system that any changes are not permanent. So if there's a site that you need to visit that you suspect may have some sort of malware on it. Let's say Google, you know, sometimes you're browsing the web and Google will give you a warning like, whoa, dangerous website ahead.
Yeah.
Don't go forward. And if you feel like you really got to go on that site for some reason, if you were to go in a sandboxed browser, then that site wouldn't be able to attack your system. Does that make sense?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. There's a program that I've used for this called Sandboxy. Sandbox IE, and it's actually a pretty handy, pretty easy to use system.
That must be a Windows thing.
It is Windows. I think it's available on other systems as well, though, if I'm not mistaken. So going on here, Snowden says, and making sure your regular day-to-day communications are being selectively shared through encrypted means. So the interviewer goes on to say, people use smartphones a lot. What do you think about using a smartphone for secure communications? Snowden says, something that people forget about cell phones in general of any type is that you're leaving a permanent record of all your physical locations as you move around. The problem with cell phones is they're basically always talking about you, even when you're not using them. That's not to say that everyone should burn their cell phones, but you have to think about the context for your usage. Are you carrying a device that, by virtue of simply having it on your person, places you in a historic record in a place that you don't want to be associated with, even if it's something as simple as your place of worship? So, and there's actually some Google site, one of their myriad of sub-sites, that you can go and pull up maps of where you've been.
Yeah.
Have you seen these before?
I've seen people claim that that's the case, and it's frightening to me.
I've been to that site, and I have seen it, and so, like, I'll take Jazzy, the studio dog, for walks, and, you know, it shows me where I've walked, you know, during the day, or where I've driven, or whatever, and, you know, it's all there because of your cell phone.
Yeah. Revealing that kind of information for yourself can also give you a better idea of exactly what you're giving up. You know,
what kind of info you're putting out there.
Yeah, maybe you see yourself stopping in at your local head shop and you think, oh, okay, I'm giving up information I didn't know I was. Of course, the same thing can be observed by watching the front door of the head shop,
right. But
it's harder to watch you personally that way.
So, our toll-free number tonight, maybe you want to join the discussion here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. He gets into some more technical discussion about developers, software developers, and, you know, things that they can do. And
it's nice to get security advice from Snowden. He's somebody that I would trust on this issue. He'd have to have done a great deal of research because it really mattered to him at one point.
Amazingly, he hasn't actually mentioned PGP in this particular article, and I know he advocated for that in the past. So that's obviously another one. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you want, you can join us here. We can also give you an update on the crackdown on Uber drivers. This is Free Talk Live.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the new Healing Our World is a great gift this Christmas for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us here if you've got something to add to this discussion about your security. Online, Edward Snowden has a few thoughts. He's been sharing here in a story over TheIntercept.com, and we'll continue with that. Also, I want to invite you to become a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp, as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. That is a way for you to get behind the show for $5 a month. And then we will take that money in and invest it into Free Talk Live to help get us and our message of freedom on more radio stations all around the globe. You get perks, too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. And Rich Paul, you can also support him directly at patreon.com/...
Friar Rich.
Friar Rich. But also you can check out his website for the Church of the Invisible Hand, which is one of your current projects.
Yeah, it's invisiblehand.church. And right now it's just has pointers to my other projects, but it's a convenient way to get to them.
So, invisiblehand.church.
That's right.
And you can join us here, 855-450-FREE. So, another question for Edward Snowden as they wrap up this story at TheIntercept.com. Ideally, writes the author, governments around the world shouldn't be spying on everybody, but that's not really the case. So, what do you think the way to solve the problem is? Do you think it's all just encrypting everything? Or do you think that trying to get Congress to pass new laws and trying to do policy stuff is equally as important? Where do you think the balance is between tech and policy to combat mass surveillance? And what do you think Congress should do or that people should be urging Congress to do? And I like to inject something here, and that is that whatever Congress does, I wouldn't trust it as far as I could throw it.
That's the thing. Congress can make the rules, but law enforcement will break the rules every chance they get.
And not even just regular law enforcement. We're talking about the NSA here. Everything they said in this Snowden situation was a lie until it was proven that it wasn't a lie, in which case they'd say, okay, well, this is the truth. And then they get proven as a lie. Okay, well, this is the truth. Mm-hmm. I mean, they lied like five times. So to suggest that even if you trust Congress, which, I mean, like, I want to pause after that because, you know, like, the breadth and depth of your stupidity.
Trust Congress. Let that soak in for a minute.
it's just stifling. But if you, even if you trusted Congress, you can't trust the NSA. It's just over. What governments do, I don't know what other governments do. Maybe the people of, Mozambique, I don't know. Maybe there's some place where some majority of people trust their government. I have no clue. Great Britain, they love their national health NHS thing. They must trust their government to do something. They trust it with their lives. fine. That's all cool as far as I'm concerned. But even if you trust your government, you can't trust your, nobody trusts their government's intelligence agency. It's their job to lie. They're spies.
So Snowden's response is, I think reform comes with many faces. There's legal reform, statutory reform more generally, and there are products and outcomes of judicial decisions. In the United States, it's been held that these programs of mass surveillance, which were implemented secretly without the knowledge or the consent of the public, violate our rights, that they went too far, and that they should end. And they've been modified or changed as a result. But there are many other programs in many other countries where these reforms have not yet had the impact that is so vital to free society. And in these contexts, in these situations, I believe that we do, as a community, as an open society, whether we're talking about ordinary citizens or the technological community specifically, we have to look for ways of enforcing human rights through any means. That can be through technology. It can be through politics, that can be through voting, it can be through behavior. But technology is, of all of these things, perhaps the quickest and most promising means through which we can respond to the greatest violations of human rights in a manner that's not dependent on every single legislative body on the planet to reform itself at the same time, which is probably somewhat optimistic to hope for. We would instead be able to create systems that enforce and guarantee the rights that are necessary to maintain a free and open society. And he's absolutely right about that. You, not only can you not count on the government to do the right thing, but even if the government sounds like it's doing the right thing, you can't count on them being honest about doing the right thing. So you just can't trust them at all. And technology moves so much faster than government. So by the time government gets around to figuring out the technology and then finally figures out how to regulate it or whatever, the technology's morphed and changed into something else completely different. I mean, they still haven't really figured out how to tax the internet yet, thank goodness, in a lot of different ways. And the technology can always stay ahead of the state. The state is slow. The state is plodding. It's incompetent. And so to look to them for any kind of solution, I don't think is very effective. I think that, you know, I don't blame someone for writing a letter to their congressperson in the hopes that it could have some kind of an effect on stopping some upcoming legislation, the SOPAs and the SIPSAs and the CISPAs and, you know, these various different acronyms that they've come up with over the years to invade more privacy. I don't think it's a bad thing to let them know how you feel, but don't get your hopes up and don't, you know, put all your bets on Congress.
Yeah, having watched Phil Christiana perjure himself at my trial.
This is an FBI agent.
FBI agent Phil Christiana perjured himself at my trial about a conversation to which I was a party. So I have no question in my mind as to whether or not my government is honest.
Absolutely. And I was there for that. It was absolutely outrageous. That was where we learned that the FBI doesn't actually record its interviews with the people that they ask questions of.
Yeah, and that's as a matter of policy. Because I rocked that day. I really
wish. That's too bad.
I was hoping they were going to play that interview at the trial because it was pretty good.
So, on a different note, writes Lee, the people I should ask, people said I should ask about Twitter. How long have you had a Twitter account for? Snowden says 2 weeks. How many followers do you have? He says 1.5 million, I think. That's a lot of followers. How are you liking being a Twitter user so far? He says, I'm trying very hard not to mess up. You've been tweeting a lot lately, including in the middle of the night, Moscow time. Ha, says Snowden. I make no secret about the fact that I live on Eastern Standard Time.
What?
The majority of my work and associations, my political activism, still occurs in my home in the United States. So it only really makes sense that I work on the same hours. Lee says, do you feel like Twitter is sucking away all your time? I mean, I kind of have Twitter open all day long, and I sometimes get sucked into flame wars. How is it affecting you? Snowden says, well, there were a few days when people kept tweeting cats for almost an entire day. And I know I shouldn't. I have a lot of work to do. But I just couldn't stop looking at them. The cats. The real question is, says Lee, was... what was your Twitter handle before this? Because you were obviously on Twitter. You know all the ins and outs. Snowden says, I can neither confirm nor deny the existence of other Twitter accounts. And that is the end of the story from TheIntercept.com. Full disclosure, Edward Snowden and the author of the item here are both directors of the Freedom of the Press Foundation, which I didn't know about Edward Snowden, so that's good news.
Yeah, nor did I.
So there you go. Some very specific techniques that you can implement tonight. You can begin to implement tonight. One, download Signal for your smartphone if you've got an iOS or Android device.
And that allows you to make telephone calls and send texts with other people who have that Signal app.
Correct. I have it.
What's that? Do you have it?
I have it, yeah.
And
I have it, too.
It. Yeah, I should download it.
Yeah.
I haven't done that.
I would recommend everybody download that one.
Yeah, it's a good one.
And then, you know, you're going to have secure phone calls and secure texts.
Correct, with others who have the app.
Step one.
Encrypt your disk, he says. So anybody that happens to take your computer, say the federal government or even just a common criminal, won't have access to all of your important data. Using a password manager... with like a LastPass, for instance, and then also two-factor authentication, turning that on important accounts. So like my Coinbase account, for instance, there's two-factor authentication on that, which means that in order to get into that Bitcoin wallet, you'd have to, they send like a text message to my text line, and then I have to punch in that number. So these are some basics that you can do right now. I recommend learning PGP. He doesn't address that in this, but he has mentioned PGP previously in other interviews. It is worth reading a tutorial on PGP. For those of you who are more a little bit technically inclined, I think you have to be maybe just above novice level to really be able to do PGP with sort of the standard PGP tools. There are things that make PGP easier, like CryptoKit, which is a nice browser plugin for, I think, Chrome browsers. There's CryptoKit I love. It's very, very good. I don't know what level of security you lose because you're using CryptoKit with PGP. Maybe none. We'll have to ask Anthony DiOrio about that because I think he's the guy in charge of that. But there's some good PGP tutorials out there, so please look into that as well. As for those of you who have ultra-secret, you know, communications you need to make, I still wouldn't use Signal for super-secret stuff. But Signal is going to make it a lot harder for any of the phone companies or your average police department to be reading your text messages. Right now, if they want to go read all your text messages, if you're not using Signal, they just go to talk to the phone company and then they get all the logs.
Oof.
No problem. So, we'll see you online between now and tomorrow night at FreeTalkLive.com. Be safe.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.